In the new film, A House of Dynamite, the U.S. president has just minutes to decide on how to respond to an apparent nuclear attack.
We've already lost one American city today.
This is insanity, okay?
No, sir. This is reality.
That's Idris Elba playing the president. The movie, directed by Kathryn Bigelow, premiered on Netflix yesterday. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel has seen the film. He's spoken to experts about its depiction of nuclear war, and he joins us now. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
Please set up the scenario for us.
Right. So basically, it involves a single missile launching from somewhere in the Pacific. It's headed towards the American heartland. And the film follows the U.S.'s military and political leaders as they discuss what they're going to do over what's kind of like the Zoom call of doom, I guess.
And I sure hope it's not actually on Zoom. This is something that would really happen?
Yeah. The conference call isn't actually on Zoom, as far as I know. But there is something called a missile attack conference call, according to unclassified documents. And that's really the way a decision would be made about how to respond to this kind of scenario. And I heard a lot of praise for the depiction of the call from experts. The situation rooms and command bunkers in this movie look like the real thing, according to people who've seen them. One I spoke to was Rose Gottemaler, a former State Department official and Deputy Secretary General of NATO.
So the sit room at the White House, for example, absolutely pitch perfect. That deep underground command and control site at Omaha, scarily authentic. I don't know if they actually got to film in there or not, but scarily authentic.
Same goes for the techno babble and jargon used throughout the film by its characters. You know, this is a trademark Kathryn Bigelow thing. It's all pretty dead on. And, you know, so is the fundamental premise of the film that one person, the president, has the sole authority to launch a nuclear counterstrike. That's the way a system is set up. He really would have just a few minutes to make a decision.
So, Jeff, if I were to watch the film, and the reviews have been very good, I probably will. Am I going to be chilled to the center of my soul afterwards?
Well, you will, I think. It's fair to say. It's a disturbing film in a lot of ways. But to put your mind at ease, there are also some inaccuracies. I mean, first of all, Hollywood loves this sort of out-of-the-blue attack scenario. But experts generally agree it's probably not how nuclear war starts. Here's Jeffrey Lewis, a scholar of global security at Middlebury College.
I mean, it made no sense. No one starts a nuclear war with one missile without having a plan for what comes next.
And same goes for some of the advice the president gets. So there's one scene here where the general in charge of strategic command, played by Tracy Letts, says this to the president.
If we do not take steps to neutralize our enemies now, we will lose our window to do so.
That's the movie. In real life, the president probably wouldn't have to decide, whether to end the world with a massive counterattack in 20 minutes. He could wait and see if the attack was a fake or a dud. If the nuke did explode, hundreds of thousands of Americans would die. That would be awful. But U.S. forces are spread out and can survive a single warhead. So the president might not actually face the scenario in the movie where he has just minutes to decide whether to launch all of America's nukes.
Jeff, how in the pantheon of nuclear war films, how does this one stand?
You know, I think making a good nuclear war film is tough. I mean, there's kind of only one plot line and only one outcome. It's never good, right? Overall, this one was pretty good. It maybe wasn't my favorite, which is sort of like Dr. Strangelove or Threads from 1984, if you get a chance. But I will say that the threat of nuclear war is higher than it's been in a long time. And it's been a long time since Hollywood made a movie like this. So if you're at all curious or worried, it's probably worth taking a watch of this one.
Well, thank you. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel.
Thanks again.